You're listening to episode 270 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for modern small businesses. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service to take care of your team. To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/empire. Hey, you guys, I am so excited to be chatting with you right now. I'm excited to be hanging out with you right now because I just got home last night from Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within, and it was just in Chicago, so very close. I was able to drive right home, and I'm recording this Monday morning, which means I am fresh and everything in my mind is ready to go. I opened up my notebook, and I started to what I call process my notes. So it's great to go to a conference and get motivated, but you know what's even better? When you come home and actually implement what you've learned. Am I right? So here's what I want to tell you. I've got so many bullet points of notes and things that I want to tell you that I wrote down from this event. And I've got a playlist of all of the amazing songs that they had there because I'm a crazy person. And yes, I wrote down every single song he played because they were all just so good. And it got me up and just excited. And we're going to talk about energy and how we're going to help you get more energy throughout your day. So before I jump right in, I do want to take a moment and thank our featured review for this week. And that came from Debbie Cromack. Debbie said, Stacey provides value after value after value. She offers such a wide variety of business tips for women in all different niches. She has such true desire to help her clients succeed and gives so much helpful information for free. Amazing podcast. Debbie, thank you. And you are amazing. I appreciate you leaving me that review. You have no idea how much that means to me. Make sure to contact us at social@stacytuschel.com. And we've got a few goodies for you to pick out. We've got this amazing store, you guys, if you don't know, with really cool stuff, t-shirts, totes, mugs, all of that. And Debbie, you're going to pick something out from our store. So make sure to contact us and we're going to send you something. So thanks again. All right, you guys, it's a prepped podcast, but it is really just bullet points and things where I'm going to probably go off on some tangents here. And some things are going to, you know, they're all going to make sense, but it's not in order. It's just the way my notebook, to the way I took notes. So it's going to be this topic, then that topic. And it's just all of my takeaways, all right? Now, I do want to say this, and I want to tell you this because you may have felt this before. Now, if you've ever purchased something and you're just thinking like, this is going to be it, this is going to be that life-changing event or book or course or whatever it is, and you just build up these expectations in your head, and then you get it and you think, huh, like, was that it? Was that all? Is that what I was waiting for? And I'm not going to lie, I feel like a spoiled brat even saying this to you, but there was a little piece of me that kind of felt like that, at least I should say by day two. I was kind of going like, I don't know. I felt off. I felt funny. But the reason I'm telling you this is because you may have felt like that before, right? You have these high expectations and then this thing just doesn't give you what you were picturing. Well, first of all, I've never been to a Tony Robbins event before, okay? And I didn't know what to expect. That's why I had such built up expectations in my head. One thing I will tell you is if you're ever wanting to go to his event, I would go sooner than later because I've heard and seen now that he is starting to become less visible because of his voice and his vocal cords. And I mean, this guy is on stage for 12, 15 hours. So then the next day he doesn't come out at all, but it's understandable. But my point is, it's probably only going to get to be less and less of his time. So if you want to see him, you should go because let me tell you, Tony on stage, it is like nothing I have ever seen before. Okay. So I want to make sure you know that. Now, when I'm kind of questioning, was this worth it? What, like, should I have gone? Should I have spent the time and the money? I then had to say to myself, well, I got a couple really big takeaways that, and I only spent $700 on my ticket. I actually got a ticket through my friend Catherine Zankina, who had this group rate, and it was only $700. And if you saw my Instagram stories, I was really, really close to the stage. So I have to say to myself, Stacey, was this worth $700? And not only that, was this worth leaving my children and my husband for 4 days, right? Because that's another big part of it. And for me, I can honestly answer, yes, it was. So whether or not it met or exceeded my expectations, the value was still there, if that even makes sense, right? So, and here's something else I want to kind of tell you too. I realized, and this sounds so crazy, but I realized this was my first non-business seminar. I have never been to a seminar that was specifically for, that was, I should say, not specifically for entrepreneurs, right? This was for anybody. You could have been a stay-at-home mom. You could be somebody in a 9-to-5. I mean, it didn't matter. Like, it was just for people in general, and it was about just life, right? And how to get the most out of it. And I actually think that might have been where my expectations were a little thrown off, because I'm used to going to conferences and writing notes like a million miles an hour on things I need to do, not just be. And I'm a doer, and that's really, really hard for me to be. So I looked at this as just a big challenge. And then after I wrote down all of these notes for you guys today, first of all, I finally had to stop myself. Unfortunately, you're not going to get all of my notes, because there were so many amazing points that I wrote down to share with you. And then I thought, wow, I'm clearly being a spoiled brat, that I thought to myself it wasn't worth what I was thinking, or it didn't meet my expectations. Yet I have so much stuff to tell you. This will probably be one of my longest podcasts, right? Like that. Right there, I have to say, Stacey, like, let's get real here. Like, something maybe was off. So I do want to say this is going to be some really good stuff and some big takeaways. So I really hope you stick around for this entire episode. Even if you're driving and you're going to stop somewhere, come back to this, because there is some really good stuff, including my favorite quotes that he said at the end. And then I'm going to share with you the entire playlist of everything that I wrote down. Okay. All right. So let's just dive in. Again, it's going to be a little bit all over the place, but it's going to be right from my notebook. Okay. So first thing that he said was, progress equals happiness. Some of us are waiting for that breakthrough. Wait, right? We're waiting to go from 0 to 100, but that's not what it looks like for most people, right? There are not overnight successes. Like, however many people say that or think that, it's just not. He is saying there should always be progress. You are either growing or dying. There is no plateau. And that made me kind of, it almost like lit a fire under me, because I was thinking, okay, if I'm not growing right now, if I don't think there's growth happening, I've got to be very careful, because I am not about to die or to hit, like, be thinking I'm in a plateau or start to get smaller, right? So again, it reminded me, am I tracking enough to see if I'm actually growing? Because this is not a feeling. You shouldn't be saying, well, I feel like I'm not reaching that many people, or I feel like, no. This is a fact. Are more people following you every week? Are more people showing up live or watching your replay? Is your email list growing, right? That's what I'm talking about here. Are you getting results? Are people paying for your stuff? That's what I mean, okay? Now, the next thing that I want to talk about, this was really good for me. He talked about there are 6 human needs, and I'm going to just quickly state them all. Certainty, uncertainty, significance, love and connection, growth, and contribution. And we always have blog posts that go with these, you guys. So if you're like jotting down notes like crazy, I'm going to have this all here for you too. Okay. So he then basically made you look at these 6 and say, which one is the most important one to you that just drives you? It fuels you. Now, all of us value all 6 of these. I can almost assure you that 100% of people listening, we all want all 6 of these, but which one is the number one driver? Okay. And he's like, write that down. Now, I wrote mine down, and I was honestly a little nervous if I had to share that with somebody, because maybe embarrassed, because I felt like this seems really egotistical, right? And my number one that drives me is significance. I want to feel significant. I want to be an achiever, right? I am an overachiever, and I want to keep winning and getting things and accomplishing things and moving forward. And that drives me. Like, it fuels me. And I was really nervous if he was going to have me raise my hand or share it with the person next to me, because I thought, I'm going to sound like an egomaniac, right? And he then, actually said, usually in this room, like 90% of people are the same. So he start going on and on. So all of a sudden, significance, you guys, 90% of people in the room want significance. And he said, that's not normal. You know, that's not everywhere in the world. 90% of people want that. It's just when you're around high achievers and in that room, most of those people are high achievers, they want significance. So what that tells me is probably 90% of this podcast right now said, that's mine too, right? So he said, be careful though, because significance, you know, having that feeling, first of all, I don't know about you if you've experienced this, but the more significant things that I do, I just want more, right? I want more and more and more. And I'm scared that I know for a fact it's never going to be enough. And that is scary, you guys. Like, that is downright scary to know that I can achieve my wildest dream, but I know when I get it, I'm going to say, before I can even honestly reward myself or experience the excitement of accomplishing it, my mind is already going to say, now what? What's next? And that is scary to me because I want to enjoy and just feel gratitude and feel a little bit of contentment sometimes, you know, as much as I'm always striving for more, I just want to feel content. And when we're making significance be our number one thing, it's not going to happen. So he said, I would be really careful. If significance is yours, I want you to think about how can we change that and how can we figure out what's really going to help you. And the last two he talked about with growth and contribution, he actually said, these last two will lift your spirit. And the order you do it in will, you know, be a major reflection of what you're doing. So number one is more important than number two. So if you have top two drivers, at first I said significance and growth, okay? If you have top two, you still have one that is more important than the other. So when you pick your number one, your number two becomes a little bit less significant because number one is going to trump it, right? So really be looking at what those are and what those mean. And what I discovered as we went through this very long exercise is that really love and connection and growth are my top two. And I'm almost stumbling with what I'm saying, but I feel like I may have said love and connection before, or I thought it, but I really wasn't acting like it, or I wasn't understanding what it was. So for instance, when he's like, what's your dream? What's your goal? What do you picture? You know, what's funny is I always picture this freedom and flexibility and taking these amazing vacations and traveling the world with my husband and my girls. And I just always picture us together. But in real life, I am not spending that kind of time right now. So why would I do it later, right? And I realized if I really want that in the end, I need to start doing it now. And it was a game changer for me to understand that, because even driving home that night, I purposely left a little bit early before the conference is over, which is not typical for me. Tony wasn't on stage at the end, so I knew that. So like, all right, I'm going to go. So I left a little bit early and I texted the babysitter and said, make sure the kids stay up. I want to see them when I get home. And I purposely let them sleep in my bed that night. So we just kind of hang out and have some quality time. Now, I normally would have just, I was going to get home after they were already sleeping. And I feel like I have to really make sure that I'm giving them the love and the attention that they need, and not just my kids, but my husband. You know, how many of you are more focused on your children than your husband? And honestly, I am. And I'm a better mom than I am a wife. And he mentioned how, you know, you've got to be careful, because when all of a sudden your kids go off to college and they leave you, you're on your own, right? Like all of a sudden you've got to try to find that connection again with your husband. And it's going to be very difficult if you've been disconnected for a very long time. So that was a big one for me. I'm like, I don't know that I'm completely appreciating my husband as much as I should be. And my husband is amazing, you guys. Like, he is absolutely amazing. And I want to make sure that I absolutely never risk the chance that we will not be together, right? So it was kind of crazy. And maybe it's because I wasn't at a business conference, right? I was hearing things differently than I have before. And that's why it's so important to get out of your comfort zone and do things you don't normally do. So that was a big one for me. And maybe some of you can resonate with that right now. I think I am a good mom and a good wife, but I think I could be a lot better, right? I think I absolutely could be a lot better. So that was one of my takeaways for that. Okay, I'm going to keep cruising here because that was a little bit longer than I thought, but it was just too good for me to not share with you what I got out of it, because I know some of you might resonate. Okay, next one. How I decide what is, oh, sorry. This is, oh, I shouldn't have read that. Sorry. Okay. I'm not even editing that out. I'm just reading bullet points here. Okay. So firewalk, next thing. Okay. This was first, I probably would have paid $700 just to walk in fire because it was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. So the first day was all about just getting in your state, like getting in this positive state and really being able to just block things out. And I actually think this is one thing that I'm always very good at. I always thought like I didn't get stressed. And I was talking to, I don't know if she's like a therapist or what she technically is, but I was talking to this girl and she said, here's the thing, Stacey, you do get stressed. You just handle it well. So you don't realize you're stressed or you don't realize that's what it is. But of course you're stressed. Like the risks that I'm taking in my business and in my life, of course they're stressing me out or of course they're taking a toll on my body. But I am just always in this state of like, I'm so focused on where I want to go and what I want to do that I don't care about other little things. Okay. And the firewalk is all about being in this state. So one of the things that they taught us to do, and we envisioned this and visualized this quite a few times before we ever went out there. Like I honestly, at the end of this was just like, could we just go walk on fire already? Like that is how I felt. I wasn't even nervous at the end. I was like, can we just do this? Like this is taking forever. And it was because he was trying to pump us up to get us in this state. So what we're going to do is after we're like in line and we're clapping, I don't want to clap in the mic, but we're clapping and yelling, yes, yes, yes. Now picture 10,000 people chanting yes. Okay. It was pretty amazing. So all of a sudden, these lines are cruising. You think you're waiting in line with 10,000 people? No. It was so fast. I swear to you, I might have been waiting less than 10 minutes to get up and go. And what you need to do when you get up there is you step up and you basically make your move, he says, and you get in your state. And you just kind of had this physical, like it's almost like a shake. I wish I could do it. I'll do it on a Facebook Live to show you. But you get this little shake in your body and you just kind of say yes a couple times. And you just get yourself there and get yourself ready. And then after that, you walk on the fire and you say in your head, cool moss, cool moss, cool moss. And the reason he says to say it, he probably could have picked anything, but that's what he picked, is you don't have room to think other thoughts when your mind is already thinking something. Okay, that right there, you guys, if you didn't catch that, this is not about firewalking, okay? This is about life in general. If you keep thinking about all these negative things, your brain does not have time to think about the positive stuff, right? So let's do the opposite. If you keep thinking positive stuff, your brain doesn't have time to focus on the negative. So we better start focusing on the positive so we can stay in that energy. All right. Now you walk like 8 steps or so. I bet it wasn't even 8 steps, but you walk across and then you get there, you wipe your feet, you still stay in that state, and then they make you jump around to like celebrate. Okay. Now, what I'll tell you is, I did not burn my feet at all whatsoever, which is crazy. The coals are between 1,200 and 2,000, and they put fresh coals on there like 5 people before I went, which I thought right there, I'm like, oh, great. Let me get back in my mindset. I just saw these coals go from like gray to orange. It was kind of scary. But one thing I noticed was a lot of people got burned, and I was not burned like horrible blisters and things like that, right? Not something you really want when you're jumping up and down like a crazy person for 12 to 15 hours, right? Because this was night one that we did this. So I was talking to people to ask, like, figure out why did they get burned and I didn't? We walked across the exact same fire. Here's what I'll tell you. When I went up there to make my move, the lady who was basically ready to kind of push you on never had me make my move. She just said, go. And that wasn't what we practiced. We practiced it so many times and it totally threw me off. She did not let me do what we were supposed to do. And it was almost like this peer pressure of like, go, go now, go, it's your turn, go. And I just ignored her and I just blocked out her voice and I made my move. I did my thing the 3 times or 4 times. It took me a few more seconds than everybody else. So it probably looked like, why is she wasting time? Or is she nervous? Or is she scared? And no, I was just like, this is not what I practice. I have to do it the way that I practiced. So I did it the way I practiced. I walked across the coals. I felt nothing, no heat at all whatsoever. It honestly felt like you were walking on sand or like soft leaves, not like crunchy fall leaves, but like the leaves were soft and you were just walking on them. Literally felt no heat. Okay. Now the people I talked to said, oh my goodness, she rushed me. I couldn't even make my move. And then when I took my first step, I felt, oh my goodness, that's so hot. And then I just kept walking and my feet were burning. And I realized it was because they didn't get a chance to make their move, right? Or get in the state, the right frame of mindset. But here's the thing. They absolutely had the possibility to do that. They just didn't take it. Okay. Just because somebody tells you to do something, they're not the boss of you. Like, they're not in charge of your body or your feet. So just because somebody says go doesn't mean you go, right? It has to feel right. It has to be what you want to do. And so many people that I talk to let that person be in charge of them. And you've got to be careful. So you might have an amazing coach, right? You might be getting great coaching, but the coach is there to guide you. They're not there to tell you like you have to do X, Y, and Z. You are the boss of you and you get to decide. And when you let somebody else tell you what to do when it doesn't feel right in your gut, that is when things go wrong. That is when you are going to regret and then you're going to blame it on your coach. And that's not the coach's fault, right? You've got to have that gut feeling. So that was a life lesson for me. And what a great way to have that takeaway and have that experience. So that for me, again, like I would have paid $700 for that experience. Like that was pretty incredible. Okay, next thing, meditation. So I did the Miracle Morning. I read Hal Elrod's book about a year ago in March. And I was consistently like doing every single thing with that book. And then meditation, all of a sudden, I would maybe skip a day of meditation and then I would skip another day, right? And then all of a sudden I'm like, am I even meditating anymore? Am I even doing this? You lose a habit that you've been doing for a year. How is that possible, right? So I realized now that it was starting to break and I've been trying to get back into it, but I haven't been consistent. And I'll tell you this, I was shocked how many meditations we did there, how much better I felt, and then the results that they told us what people have happened to them when they meditate or having that positive energy before they go to take a test or do something like that. So my biggest takeaway was I better start doing meditation every single morning again for even just 5 minutes. You don't have to meditate for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour. 5 minutes can help you. So that is back on my to-do list every morning. It is a non-negotiable before. And one of my problems is I used to just sit at my kitchen table and do these things. And now I sit at my office desk and it's really easy to just click that mouse and have that screen pop back up. Right. And I realize what I'm going to do in the morning is come in my office and sit on my couch. And I am not allowed to sit at this desk until all of my things that I do in the morning are completely done. Okay. So, and I've got a YouTube video coming out all on my morning routine. So I'm going to that'll be another topic. Okay. So meditation, if you're not doing it, the studies they share with us about reducing stress, getting you in the right zone, the right mindset, the right state to help you have a more productive day is absolutely the best way to go about doing it. And he even said, even if you could just do another 5 minute meditation in the middle of your day, you know how you, after lunch, there's sort of that little slump and you're kind of just a little tired and just things feel like, oh, it's the end of the day. That is when you need to do another meditation. Okay. I learned I need to smile more, have more fun, dance more, and do less work. All right. I am definitely a more serious person. And I was talking to somebody and they said to me, why are you so serious? What happened to you as a child that you're so serious? And I was like, what happened to me as a child? I'm like, I don't think anything happened to me. I've just always been this way. So she said, What sibling are you? Are you the youngest, the middle, the oldest? And I said, oh, I'm the middle. I have an older sister who's 8 years older than me. And she's like, oh, that's it. You grew up with somebody 8 years older than you. So when I was 8 years old, I was talking to a 16-year-old, right? So I've always been in situations where I'm talking to people older than me. When I was 21 and had my own business and going to business conferences, I was hanging around 40 and 50 year olds. Like I've never had friends my own age. I've always kind of hung with an older crowd. So I've realized by going to this event, I just need to have more fun and not take things so seriously. And when I say dance more, I mean actually dance more. The reason I think I like SoulCycle so much, and you probably are thinking, well, why is she so obsessed with it all of a sudden? Is because I'm a dancer. I love music. I love the beat. I love moving my body. And I think I just need to incorporate that more into my morning. So one thing I actually wrote down was I'm going to get this playlist up and have it in just like in my iTunes or something and turn it on in the morning when the kids are getting ready. Oh, I'm kicking my mic. Sorry. When the kids are getting ready for school or anything like that, I'm going to put on a song or two and we're just going to dance. I want a dance party every single morning. And I want them to learn and to know that life is fun, right? We can have fun when we're doing this. So that was a big one too.
All right. I want to take a break for one moment and thank one of our sponsors, Gusto. Most small businesses don't have an HR expert, but you don't need one to use Gusto. With great software and great service, you can focus on your business, not payroll and paperwork. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service for your team. Now, with Gusto, what you get is one login, one password to remember, automated tax payments, filings, and forms, flexible payroll, integrations, big time benefits for small businesses, and HR. Ditch those spreadsheets. Gusto helps you onboard your employees, manage time, and stay compliant. They also have great customer service. They're super friendly, and you're going to just love working with them. Now, to help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today, and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/empire. All right, let's get back to today's show. All right, so the next one. Oh, this is a good story, you guys. So there, I wrote in my notes, the crazy girl. You know it's going to be a good story. Oh, and I just thought of two other things. I want to write this down so I don't forget. Okay, so the crazy girl. First of all, so there was this girl, and that's totally inappropriate for me to say, but you'll know what I'm talking about. So we're doing this thing, and all of a sudden, we're doing this activity where he wants us to talk about our 5-year vision or just like, I don't even know, because we completely got cut off. Okay. So we're talking about where we want to go and what we want to do when we're ready to start writing some stuff down. And they were just about to play music. And this girl very close to him says, Tony, can I ask you a question? Which it wasn't like a Q&A, guys. I mean, there was nobody had asked a question the entire day. So, and this is probably like 3 p.m. day one. So all of a sudden she gets on the mic and she basically is telling him that a joke he told, it was a story about a woman chopping off her husband's, yes, in case your children are listening, and throwing it in like the desert. And I think she ended up being innocent or she was playing that she was innocent because pleading innocent because her husband was abusing her. So it was her right to do that. And he said, you know, whether or not you're being abused, like let him get punished for doing that. But you are still in the wrong here. You cannot play the victim role when you are doing this. And he was giving all these stories of people that, like somebody who killed their mother and father and also pled innocent because because they were saying, well, my parents were abusing me. Okay, that doesn't give you the right to kill people. All right, so that's what he was saying. Everybody can pretty much understand that. This woman stood up and said, and she was, I would say she was 25, and she had her own agenda, and she basically said, I stand for women's rights, and the fact that you brought up that story and said that, you know, she shouldn't be doing this and blah, 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 it was crazy. So first of all, everybody looked at each other like, is this even happening right now? Like she literally said, so Mr. Robbins, I know you like to grow and I'm helping you grow in this situation. This 25-year-old little girl telling Tony Robbins how to grow as a person. I mean, can you even believe this? People were booing her and he actually had to say, everybody calm down. Like he was more calm than anybody else in the room. So it was pretty crazy. And what was weird was this story was one of the first stories he told early in the morning. And she was bringing this up when we weren't even talking about this. She ruined this experience and activity that we were going to do that we never got to do. And he said, you have your own agenda. You are making sure that this is about you and not about everybody else. And he said, you are so sensitive in this area that you're not allowing yourself to move past it and you're blaming me for something that you went through, right? It was just, I love that we got to see him handle that situation. He didn't get angry. He didn't tell her off. He let her speak. He kept saying, do you have more stuff? Or he would say, can you see this? Can you see how this is affecting you? And she would almost ignore him and then re-ask the question. It was about an hour long. It was pretty intense. She just couldn't see it. And you know, it's really easy to judge her as I'm sitting here saying she's the crazy girl, but we've all been the crazy girl. We've been the girl that is just too busy or too set in our minds that something is right or something is wrong, that we can't see everybody else's opinion or we can't see what is actually going on, right? We've had friends where like, don't date that guy. He's a jerk. What are you thinking? And she's in love and she can't see it until it's over. And you got to be really careful because when everybody is booing and saying stuff and you want to keep going with your agenda, like take a look within and go, is this really the right timing? Am I doing this in the right way? because stealing everybody else's time when we are paying to be at this conference and taking time to be there is not about what you decide you want to do. So that was pretty incredible to see. And as a business owner and a speaker who has my own events, it was really interesting to see him handle that, because that could happen to me at any time and it could happen to you at any time if you ever want to speak on stage. So really interesting. And the crazier she got and the more calm he got, the more you just looked at him like he was the one that knew what was going on, right? So I thought that was pretty interesting. All right. Another thing we talked about was beliefs and the importance of just believing who you are and the identity. And it really made me go, I need to bring back the Limitless Challenge, because it was everything we taught in there. And I realized just it's just so important. And if you are struggling with your beliefs or your identity, you're going to not be able to move forward. Beliefs are really, truly everything. And he gave us this really great example or exercise to do that I'll share with you in a second. So one thing that he brought up was, you've got to basically attach pain to what you're doing. People will move more towards getting away from pain than they will towards getting more pleasure. Okay. So what do I mean by that? All right. Let's say this. If you ever drank something like alcohol, right? If you ever drank alcohol and you just had too much of it and you never want to drink it again, right? Or you've eaten so much of something that you're just so done. I worked at McDonald's, and when the McChicken came out, you guys, first of all, I don't eat McDonald's, but I couldn't eat McChickens after I left working McDonald's because I had that many of them. It was so disgusting. It like grosses me out even thinking about a McChicken. And I haven't had McDonald's in years, but do you get what I'm saying? So that is what he was saying. Or I like the smell of raspberry vodka. I could throw up just thinking about it. That, like, things like that. So he's saying, we've got to get you to a place where you want to throw up even thinking about it. Like, you want to have so much pain associated with it that you wouldn't drink it or eat it or do it or anything, because you know what's going to come out of it. Okay. So the exercise we did, first, we picked three beliefs, okay? Three limiting beliefs holding us back, right? So maybe we're thinking, I'm not educated enough. I'm not thin enough, good looking enough. I'm not enough, right? Just anything like that. I'm too young. I'm too old. Like, there are so many limiting beliefs that we probably have. I'll never make enough money. I'll never have a big enough audience. I'll never get my voice out there, whatever it is, okay? So we had 45 minutes just with one of these to go deeper and discuss the worst case scenario. This exercise was so incredibly powerful. I really, really hope you take time to actually do this. Even if you just did it for 10 minutes and set your alarm, it would be worth it. If you want to keep going for the full 45, even better. So here's what I want you to do. You pick a limiting belief, okay? So one of mine, I'm going to be super honest here with you. One of mine was, I'll never make enough money, okay? Which is crazy. Like, even saying that out loud just sounds crazy. I already have a pretty high net worth. If I sold everything right now that I have, I could probably retire for the rest of my life, right? Like, I'm good. But I believe sometimes that I'll never make enough money, because again, I always want more and I always want to go to the next level. And it's like, when will I stop, right? Because I just want to keep going and going and going. And he basically made us write down, if you truly believe that, what is the worst case scenario? Like, what is going to happen if you believe that? Okay. So as you're doing this activity, you're writing things down. And as I was writing things down, it was just pretty like, okay, yeah. So if I believe that I'll never make enough money, you know, I might miss out on certain investments, or I might not go to this event, or I might not do this, or I might not charge enough, or, you know, little things like that. But we did this for 45 minutes. Okay. So he would say, but then what? So what would that do? Okay. And what would that do? And why would that matter? And so then what, right? Just kept saying, so then what? By the end of this 45 minutes, first of all, he made the children leave the room. That was one thing I loved. There were 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way up to high school kids. Okay. I thought that was so cool. These kids were in this room and they were loving it and jumping up and down. And you better believe I'm taking my kids back there when they're old enough. Now, he made the kids leave the room because he said, this is going to get a little intense and I want the kids to be in a different room where they're going to do a different activity and it's going to be super positive. He said, but this room is going to get a little intense. I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking maybe someone's going to cry, you know. No, people were screaming. Like, it honestly, my eyes were closed. Like, they're supposed to be closed. I honestly, if you would have said, where are you right now? I would have said a haunted house. I'm not even kidding you guys. The screams that were coming out of that room, the crying, the sobbing, it was intense. Okay. And it made me realize I'm clearly not thinking worst case scenario if people are doing this, right? So he kept going and going and going. And basically what I came to at the end of it was, okay, if this happens and my business starts to fail and this happens and that happens, okay, maybe it's going to cause stress at home and my husband's going to want to leave me. And all of a sudden he's going to want to take the kids 50% of the time and I'm going to lose my children. I'm going to lose my husband and he's going to marry somebody else. And there's going to be a different woman raising my kids. And I'm literally like going on and on and on. And all of a sudden you realize, okay, I can't let that belief take this away from me. Like there is no way that is going to happen. And I really think this was the exercise that made me go, I need to be a better wife and a better mom. Because I don't know that I'm doing the job that I want to be doing. You know, I might be a B-ish. I want to be an A, right? Like I want to be an A plus. So I want you to take time and do this exercise. You might be driving or on a walk right now, but I really, really want you later to go home and do this. Set a timer. Even setting 10 minutes to make you keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. You've got to make it so bad that it's like that raspberry vodka you are never going to drink again because you just don't ever want to have that feeling, okay? I need you to do that. I promise it'll be so worth it, okay? All right, so the next thing was, again, it's like that wheel of life being super balanced, but really knowing the end game and having goals for every single area. So if I want to be a better wife and better mom, what does the end game look like for me? So this was kind of interesting. So I was doing, what does my dream look like with, my goals look like with how many vacations we're going to take and how much alone time is my husband and I going to have versus family vacations and what does this look like? And I want to spend time with just Tanner by herself and just Tegan by her. Like I want everybody to have like their own alone time, right? So we can reconnect. So knowing the end game in all of those areas, whether it's your weight, your relationship, your spirituality, whatever it is, that was really great. I've done this kind of exercise somewhat similar before, but I think I needed to redo it again. It's always repetition, right? You might know something or you've done something already, but doing it again, you're in a different place. You're in a different area of your life, right? Another big one for me was I got a little bit more clear on my mission, what I want my business to look and feel like. And even though you might think I'm pretty niche down already or I know what I want, I still kind of always feel like I'm still missing something, right? There's still something I want to go deeper with. And for me, I wrote this down and I just kept retweaking and rewriting it and it just feels really good for me right now. So my mission is to empower women to raise their standards in business and in life. So I always tell people I'm not a perfectionist. People always say to me like, it doesn't have to be perfect, Stacey. You don't have to be perfect. Okay, guys. I don't believe I'm perfect in any way. I have very, very high standards, okay? When somebody thinks I look perfect or I do something perfect and they're thinking that that's a 10, honestly, it's like my 8, okay? It's like quality of work up the scale of 1 to 10. It is pretty much my level 8 that I'm always giving you, okay? I always say good is good enough, right? Like you gotta let it be good enough sometimes. It doesn't have to be perfect. And I think for me, I need to get people to understand that we just need to raise your standards, okay? I never get 10s in anything I do. If I got a 10 or scored myself a 10 on something I put out there, I've waited just way too long, right? We don't have time to be perfect in this space, in our business, in our life. We just don't have time. So I was so empowered by that idea of raising your standards. And the reason I said women and I didn't say female entrepreneurs because I really wanted to make sure when I said women to raise their standards in business and in life, I do want to talk about personal stuff. I want to talk about kids and I want to talk about family. I want to talk about work-life balance and all of that. But I also want to make sure it's for business owners. So for me, that is who I want to talk to. I don't want to talk to just women in general because honestly, I don't know that that's my sweet spot. I don't know that talking to a stay-at-home mom or somebody in a 9-to-5 is really the place I'm going to thrive, but it is the place when they're going, I might be a stay-at-home mom right now, or I might be a 9-to-5er, but I really want my own business, and I really feel it in myself to give myself my own business. Those are the people I want to talk to. So again, would I have paid $700 to get my mission a little bit more clear? Absolutely, for sure, okay? Another really cool exercise they had us do was finding rapport with people to make a connection. modeling and mirroring people and really just making sure that you are building some sort of connection. So people like people that are like them, right? And it's funny because I was wearing this shirt yesterday when I jumped on Facebook Live and it said love first. And a girl in the bathroom the day before had that same shirt on. And what did I do? I was like, I have that shirt. I'm wearing it tomorrow. Like you instantly, I made a connection with some random girl in the bathroom in line because we had matching shirts, right? People like them. So he said, your goal tonight is to find rapport with somebody that you see or meet, be like them, or whether it's stand like them or talk like them or find a connection you have in common, okay? So I did a little activity. I'm like, who am I going to do this with? How am I going to do this? And this couple came out of the hotel. I was standing right there. They started to talk to me and I'm such an introvert. I was trying to get out of the conversation as fast as possible. Like, I don't like small talk. That's just not what I do. And then I was like, you know what? Let me do this once and let me just see. So I'm like, oh, where are you guys from? You know, like where are you vacationing from? And they're like, oh, we're actually from Minnesota. I was like, oh, I'm from Wisconsin. It's like, people think that's the same thing because we're Midwest, right? It's cool. This our states touch. And she's like, oh, we didn't want to say this, but we're actually from, or we have a vacation property way up top. It's on the border of Minnesota and Wisconsin, but we really live in Minnesota, Wisconsin, but people always say Minnesota because it's so close. So we're really from Wisconsin. So I was like, oh, that's funny. My friend has a cabin in that same city. We're like talking. All of a sudden it turns into this huge conversation. Why? Because I was finding rapport. Now, if like real Stacy, normal Stacy, would have had these people come up to them, it would have been small talk and I would have been like in and out of this conversation. But the point is, you never know who you're talking to. You never know what connection can lead to another connection to another connection. So finding rapport is going to help you build your network, and we all need to be working on that. I loved that. That was a really cool activity, and I think that will help me get out of my comfort zone a little bit and start to talk a little bit more to random strangers in the airport or at hotels or any of those places. Okay, so the next one was, we talked about health all day on day four. And it was everything. And I did know quite a bit of it, but it's always a good refresher, right? Like, and Tony kept saying, just because you know it, if you're not doing it, you really don't understand it yet. And it was really good for me to hear all those things again, because there are definitely things that I know that I'm not doing and I should be doing them. So anyway, I do want to recommend, and the reason I think I knew some of this stuff already was because right when Tanner was born, I read this book called Healthy Child, Healthy World. And I really suggest you read this book. It changed my world. I'm not even kidding you guys. 5 years ago, when I was reading it, my life right now, my children's life would be totally different without that book. The book, the guy who wrote it, is actually the co-founder of The Honest Company with Jessica Alba. So Jessica Alba knew he wrote this book. She did a whole bunch of charity stuff with him, would go to his events. And when she wanted to find like a company to do these chemical-free products with her, she went to him because she already knew his passion for what they're doing. So whenever people say these bad things about The Honest Company, or they're like, oh, they're totally blah, blah, blah. Okay, here's the thing. Here's why I never believe it, or I always like think, yeah, they may have been accused of doing this in their something, but it's so much better than what you're using. You have no idea what's in the products you're using. Like, it's crazy. So Jessica Alba wanted these products for her family and for herself and couldn't find stuff. And this guy has been doing his lifelong mission to make sure people are healthier. Like, he gives away free stuff on his website, like sample packets and all of this cool stuff. Like, it is his mission. I really believe this guy knows what he's talking about. You need to read that book, whether or not you have children. Okay. I'm not kidding. It is a book just for anybody, even though it's called Healthy Child, Healthy World. Okay. So anyway, Tony actually even said, you might be using the wrong deodorant right now. Like, you might be using an antiperspirant. Like, you are putting chemicals in your body. Like, that was the kind of stuff he was talking about. This book will help you. I will mention, because that was one thing I was like, yes, I have the right deodorant. You don't want aluminum in your deodorant. Like, there are chemicals in your products that are literally giving you brain damage or something that's going to happen to you, you know, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years down the road, and you're not going to realize it until it's too late. So I will tell you, because natural deodorant was one of the hardest things for me to find, because I don't want to be smelly. I've got to go places and I have to smell good, people. Like, I can't be smelly, okay? I love, this is not an affiliate link, I love the Native deodorant. It just Google Native deodorant, it'll pop up. It honestly is like a Dove, but it is aluminum free and it is just deodorant. It is not antiperspirant, and it works for me all day long. I was at Tony Robbins for 12 to 15 hours and I put it on once in the morning, and I swear to you, I probably smell better than the people next to me, right? So check out little things like that that could be helping you. All right. That's all I want to say, because I could go off on a whole tangent on living a healthier lifestyle with your products, what you're putting in your body, on your body. All of that really, really matters. Okay. I do want to tell you, Propel or Powerhouse, that's my group coaching program. I'm a mastermind people. I do have something special for each group, and you're going to hear about that more in this week's group coaching call. So be excited, because I've got some special perks just for you guys. So that is coming. Now, I have a couple favorite quotes that I really want to share, and then I'll show you how to get that playlist as well. So these are just little quotes that I wrote down that there's nothing for me to do, but it was just such a great quote that I wanted it to kind of sink in my brain a little bit more. Okay. So it's not a lack of resources. It's a lack of resourcefulness. When you say, I don't have time, but I don't have the money, but I don't have this, that is not what the problem is. You are not being resourceful. That is the problem. I have had people that want to buy my programs and they're like, I just can't afford it. And then I have somebody that says to me, I can't afford it, but I'll figure out a way to make it happen, right? Like, and I don't know what they're doing or how they're doing it, but the fact that they're like, I don't know where this money is coming from, but I'm going to figure it out, right? Same thing with your time. You don't have time. Somebody's going to look at this and go, I don't like not have the time. Like, you don't have the opportunity to miss out on some of these opportunities coming up. So you've got to figure it out, and you've got to get resourceful. Okay, next one. It takes skills, not just beliefs. But if you don't believe, the skills won't matter, right? If you don't believe in yourself, it doesn't matter what skills you have. All right, that's what we have to do. The Limitless Growth Challenge coming up soon. I don't know when we're doing it, but it just made me go, oh, we've got to get this back on track. We've got to get everybody in the right mindset. Okay, create more value than anyone ever anticipates. I love that. Find a team that will challenge you, not support you. Everyone has a team, family, church, community, work, your country, your state, your city, you know, wherever. So he's saying, you don't want people to always be like, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, you should do that. Yeah, I love it. You want somebody to say, okay, I think that's a great idea, but have you thought about this? Or what about this? Or what about that? Because we can get very, very comfortable, and people can just kind of constantly protect us by saying, yeah, it's a great idea, because they don't want to challenge you and you say, I hate that idea, right? So allow people to challenge you and get them excited when they challenge you and say, thank you, I appreciate that, right? Another one he said is, proximity is power. Getting around people or being in proximity with those people will help you move faster. So here's a great one. For me, what made me think of this was, I am in a couple masterminds, and I'm getting in proximity with people who are making multi millions of dollars a year, right? And every time I'm in proximity with them, I'm growing my connections, I'm growing my opportunities. Now, Amy Porterfield mentioned me on her podcast maybe a few weeks or a month ago or something, okay? Would that have happened if I wasn't in proximity to Amy? No, we probably wouldn't even know each other. We probably wouldn't be friends, right? So to be getting in a mastermind with some, and I don't want to say I got in the mastermind to be with her. I was actually in it before she was even in it. But my point is, you never know where it's going to happen. Like, I didn't know she was going to do that. She didn't even tell me. You guys told me before she told me, okay? So get in proximity and then let the opportunities happen. Like, let them come, because you just never know what's going to happen because of that. Okay, next one. Out of all the decisions you have to make, the biggest, most important is who you hang around. I want to say that again. Out of all the decisions you have to make, the biggest, most important is who you hang around. Okay. I wrote a note on my paper and I said, I am only like going to really have like, I should say, bringing in new people in my inner circle that are at the level, if not higher than me, or at a level where I'm like, whoa, she is blowing up. She is growing. She is a go-getter. I want to be surrounding myself with people who are going to stretch me, who are going to push me. If you are not around people that are going to do that, you're in the wrong crowd. Okay. Leaders anticipate, losers react. Oh, so good, you guys. I mean, I could not write this down. Leaders anticipate, losers react. When you are a leader, you know what could come at you and you've got those backup plans, but you're still focused on the end result. Losers never even think about that. They just react when it happens and then they're stuck, okay? What do your children need to know? Let me say that again. What do your children need to know? What do they need to see? Good reminder, right? We need them to see mom loving their job, loving their life, not their job, their business, right? Their passion, their mission. What do they need to see you doing every day? Not being stressed out, not snapping on them because business sucks or whatever is happening, right? We need them to know and see the positive, like the good stuff. Not that they can't see the failures and all of that. Teach them the learning lessons in that. That's even more important than the wins, right? Okay, last one I've got. Successful people make decisions quickly and they focus on the why, not the how. Okay, last one. Successful people make decisions quickly and they focus on the why, not the how. Those are just too good to not repeat. Now, one of the things I told you, okay, was I wrote down every single fast song and slow song because he had songs that were really good for jumping up and down and getting like excited. And then he had songs for us to meditate and write our goals and just kind of get in that zone because they're completely different. There are a million more fast songs than slow songs because he wanted that energy high. So many people have been saying, what are those songs? I want to hear them. So what we've done is we put together that playlist for you guys. If you go to this link, shesbuildingherempire.com/playlist, you can actually go and grab all of those songs for free. Okay. Go get a list of everything that you're going to see there. And I just want you to understand that your energy is everything, right? Everything. And the more you can focus on where you want to go versus where you are, you will blow up, right? Your business will explode. Your life will explode. And I know you want that. So focus on where you're going and not where you are because you have so much ahead of you. And I hope you truly, truly believe that. All right. Go grab that song list again. It's shesbuildingherempire.com/playlist. If you haven't left a review yet and you love this episode, please, I am begging you. I will love you forever if you share a review on iTunes. I really, really appreciate it. And if there was some big takeaway that you had or a favorite quote you have, share with me on Instagram. Go tag me at Stacey Tuschel and I will personally respond to each and every one of you. All right, ladies, this has been a pleasure. I know this is longer than normal, but there was just too much good stuff to not share with you. So I had to do it and I hope this was helpful. And I hope you now decide maybe I should go to a Tony Robbins event or maybe I should look at a different event or maybe you need to come to She's Building Her Empire, which we just had the dates for. It'll be May 1st and 2nd, 2019. So save the dates on your calendar. All right, ladies, have a great day. I cannot wait to see you next time. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.